Good morning and welcome to the Daily News Collective. This is what's happening as of 8:30 a.m. Wednesday, March 29th, 2017. Of course, the top story today is Britain's divorce from the European Union. In a handwritten letter, which triggers Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty, CNBC reports a formal two-year negotiation period in which the UK will seek to form a new relationship with the economic bloc has begun. In what some are calling a divorce after the vote 9 months ago, here at Daily News Collective, we can only obviously reflect that 9 months is what it takes to give birth. We're going with the birth of a new nation rather than the divorce from a horrible domestic partnership. Prime Minister Theresa May goes on in the letter to promote the advancement of a plan to leave the EU. 1. We should engage with one another constructively and respectfully in a spirit of sincere cooperation. 2. We should always put our citizens first. 3. We should work towards securing a comprehensive agreement. 4. We should work together to minimize disruption and give as much certainty as possible. 5. In particular, we must pay attention to the UK's unique relationship with the Republic of Ireland and the importance of the peace process in Northern Ireland. 6. We should begin technical talks on detailed policy areas as soon as possible, but we should prioritize the biggest challenges. And 7. We should continue to work together to advance and protect our shared European values. The Associated Press reports that Britain's top envoy to the EU, Tim Barrow, hand-delivered the handwritten letter to European Council President Donald Tusk, formally triggering a two-year countdown to the final split or birth. Al Jazeera reports on an Arab summit headline, Arabs lost confidence in their leaders. Al Jazeera's Zina Tahan writes, Arab leaders are convening near the Jordanian Dead Sea for the 28th annual summit of the Arab League as the region faces distressing turmoil and political challenges. Highest on the agenda is the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which has been left on the back burner as repeated attempts to revive the remnants of peace processes have failed, and the situation on the ground becomes ever more difficult to resolve. The Arab League, according to analysts, is expected to revive the 15-year-old Arab Peace Initiative endorsed in the Lebanese capital Beirut in 2002. The initiative calls for full Israeli withdrawal from the Palestinian territories occupied in 1967 of East Jerusalem, the Gaza Strip, West Bank, and Golan Heights, in return for normal relations between Israel and the Arab states. In other Middle East news, according to Reuters, the Islamic State has shelled a Syrian dam, forcing engineers to halt work. Rodi Said of Reuters reports, Islamic State shelled positions held by the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces at the Tabqa Dam on the Euphrates River on Wednesday, forcing engineers to temporarily halt efforts to ease the water pressure, a Reuters witness said. The Islamic State fired from the southern end of the dam, which it controls, and at least two explosions were heard. No one was injured. The engineers, who are working to open the spillways to relieve water pressure in the dam, later returned to work. And also in the Middle East, the Associated Press reports that Bahrain has sentenced 2 to death on terror charges and handed 11 others lengthy sentences, including a former member of parliament sentenced to 10 years in prison. Hassan Issa was a senior member of the main Shiite opposition Al-Wefaq group, which was dissolved last year. The other 10 received sentences ranging from 10 years to life. The court Wednesday ordered 9 of the defendants stripped of their nationalities. Sunni-led Bahrain has jailed thousands of anti-government Shiite protesters accused of violence and terrorism. Back here in the United States, Chris Menahan of Information Liberation writes, Michael Moore says Trump will cause human extinction. Liberal propagandist Michael Moore said Monday afternoon on Twitter that President Donald Trump will cause the extinction of human life on Earth. In his tweet, he writes, Historians in the near future will mark today, March 28, 2017, as the day the extinction of human life on Earth began, thanks to Donald Trump. Of course, Moore was angry and reacting to Trump's repeal of a host of Obama-era job-killing regulations, and in Moore's words, Trump has signed orders killing all of Obama's climate change regulations. The EPA is prohibited henceforth from focusing on climate change, Moore said in a follow-up tweet. On the Hill today, on this Wednesday, March 29th, 2017, General Votel will be expected to be questioned on the airstrike resulting in a massacre in Mosul. HHS Secretary Tom Price will testify on the president's budget proposal. First Lady Melania Trump will deliver remarks at a State Department awards ceremony. Senators Richard Burr and Mark Warner will be briefing reporters on the continuing Russia probe. And of course, it's business as usual as the House and Senate meet for legislative business this morning. And Wells Fargo is debuting a new cardless ATM machine, pushing the narrative of a cashless society even further by using your smartphone to access your bank account. One last quick look at the DailyNewsCollective.com's live feed, which is always accessible at DailyNewsCollective.com. At the very top of the page, everything is broken up into categories: world, USA, politics, economy, etc. And of course, the daily feed will give you all of these feeds in real time. March 29th, 2017, these are the top headlines on DailyNewsCollective.com's daily feed. ABC reports that the UN is being called on to investigate on the deaths of an American and a Swede in the Congo. ABC also reports that Russia's once quiet provinces are being riled up by young people leading protests. The Pope is demanding urgent action to protect civilians in Iraq. CNBC reports that U.S. markets are opening lower after the U.K. has started the clock ticking on the Brexit. And Reuters Tech is reporting that a Bangladesh bank heist was state-sponsored, according to a U.S. official. And that's what we have here as of 8:45 a.m., March 29th, 2017, at thedailynewscollective.com. I'm John Bowne. I'll have more updates. Please join me every morning here at DailyNewsCollective.com's podcast. Thanks for listening.